Welcome back to the third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning. My guests, local authors Mel Tolner and Matt McGuire. We've talked about the first book, and you know, if you write a first book and it's successful, and it looks like it has been so far, there's always talk about a sequel. Has there been any interest from your publishing company in writing a second book, if you will, Matt?
Yeah, I think they've already approached us about feeders next. So, you know, we got houses, now we got to feed the birds. So that's
yeah, they've pushed us pretty hard on that. In the world of business, though, what goes around comes around. So we're kind of encouraging them, saying, hey, well, you know, how's this going to work out? You don't get rich writing a book. I will tell everybody on that. We did it for reasons of helping people enjoy nature. One thing about this publisher, Matt, is they let me put the word God in the book, and they let me, I actually close it. You'll see on my signature, we have a verse out of Job that's back under my section that they let me put in there. And that's not easy to get done in today's world. So we appreciate that publisher a lot that way. But their process is, even though they want a book, we did this on the Birdhouse book. We're probably going to start that, and you have to lay out a synopsis, if you would. This is what I would propose would be in the book. These would be the feeders in this case. These would be the birds, and which parts I would do, what I would say to, you know, what birds we use at, what should you put in it feed-wise. And then Matt would help us pick out on which feeders and how do you place them and that sort of thing. And that'll be our process, but I know they want it, so it's kind of a back and forth with them, okay?
Most certainly. You know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about small business in Mexico. Of course, we talk a lot about this on Meet the Community. How hard has it been to run a successful business in Mexico, and what does that look like going forward in the future?
Okay, we can't say anything but thank you to the city of Mexico. It's been a great town to grow our business in. We started out here at the sale barn and a little feed store out there. We added on to it, and a year later we were needing more space. And fortunately, I went across the street to Randy Welton in those days at Brookstone and said, "Do you want that building across from you?" There was an auction, and I didn't want to bid against him. He said, "No, I don't want that." With the help of the city and the Chapter 100, we promised a certain number of jobs, and we more than doubled that with the Chapter 100 loan. And then when we needed to expand, they helped again, and we've beat that number of jobs. So, you know, there's now 80 some folks out there and a few more across the country that came about because of that, and we appreciate the community. And most of all, though, that I think a lot of folks take for granted when I talk to business owners around the country, we have good people here. We have good workers here. I can't, you know, I'm behind the mic, but the Goldcrest wouldn't be here if it wouldn't be for all the good people like Matt that we're fortunate to have out there working with us.
Matt, we'll talk to you about your perspective, you know, working for a local person, you know, a mom and pop here in Mexico that's been successful. What has that been like for you?
It's made life coming back to Mexico possible. I mean, I was fortunate enough in high school to get a summer job working for them, and knowing the Tolner family and how great they've been, went away, did some school, met my wife, and the opportunity presented itself to come back to town and start a life here, and it's been great. I mean, it's hard to come by good jobs in a small town, and they've offered many of them, and I'm very fortunate to have found one, so.
It's definitely good to hear that this morning, you know, about living here in Mexico and working in a company and being able to stay here in Mexico and be productive and have a good job like that. I always end the program on a wild card question. So this is what I'm thinking here this morning. I know that a lot of people have talked about a dog park here in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Would a bird sanctuary work here in Mexico? And, you know, would you be willing to do something like that, Mel?
It's a great idea. We have some good, we have folks come to town for an event called the Wild Bird Expo every fall, and they actually take bird walks around Mexico, different spots. So we have several of the parks here are quite nice, and we actually are blessed to, we built our house behind the acreage that goes from Teal Lake on out, conservation area. And at times have placed bluebird houses around on some of the parks. Those have a lifetime, and some of those lifetimes have expired. Right now I'm taking care of six or seven bluebird houses out where we live. if I could do more, I would consider expanding it, but I've learned to do them right is a lot of work. But I am lucky. One thing we didn't address that I want to make sure I give a shout out to, couldn't have done this book if my children hadn't taken over the business. And Grant and Becky are doing an incredible job. Becky does payables, receivables, and then the store in Columbia, and that's more than a full-time job, as is Grant's. Basically, awful lot of the other stuff that includes helping work with Matt on designing new products, what do we need, and other products we get around the world. And then the interactions with the staff and everything, both of them, you know, they each have their own part and they each are doing it very, very well. And that's a blessing because that's not always easy in a family business, but I really like how ours has come together. And I feel good about, you know, it's not just about us. It's about being there and keeping those jobs for the community because you've been behind us, Mexico, and we want to keep people working here for you.
So Windmill launches this bird sanctuary. Are you going to build the birdhouses for him,
Matt? Sure.
It'd be great. Listen, guys, I want to say much success to you guys on your business, and congratulations on the launch of your new book. We'll look forward to another book coming out soon.
We'll do our best.
Thank you.
All right. Our guests this week on Meet the Community, Mel Tolner and Matt McGuire, local authors. We'll have another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.